This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, why did you choose this recipe?
I chose this recipe simply because I wanted to show something that I could show in the time, and that has made my life very much easier. Now, cutting my salmon out of a packet, I go for wild Alaskan salmon. Okay, it's very red, and I always feel that, it's not as expensive as wild salmon, and it hasn't got that rather spooky flabbiness of farm salmon. Obviously, whether I can actually cut the packet remains to be seen.
They are designed not to be got into.
And I do this because it's very soothing and easy, and I make this salad so often. So what I do is I've got a little teeny frying pan which fits two fillets or steaks of the salmon. And I have a terrible feeling that I'm going to...
Is it not going to be hot enough?
No, it's going to be fine. So I pour over some water just to cover.
Why do you decide to poach it rather than bake it?
Because it's so tender this way. And it's the poaching is that this is what I wanted to show, because people are often quite frightened of cooking fish, and this makes it very easy. So I'm just tearing up a couple of spring onions and just bunging them in. I have put I bought my Mexican lime press in, and half a lime, which I've already used at home, so you can see I've grated bits off it. So I'm going to squeeze that in. Ooh, I like that. So there, a bit of salt. And some peppercorns. And then all I do, this is the easy part, if I can work the cooker, is put this on max heat, and sometime in the next 24 hours it might get hot. And then the minute the water comes to a bubble, I turn the salmon fillets over and I turn off the heat, and I leave it there for 7 minutes, and then I remove it to a plate to get cold. So it's kind of relaxing to make.
That's a very specific length of time. I mean, I think a lot of people worry about fish. You know, how am I going to know when it's cooked? How do you know when it's cooked?
Well, I think salmon is very forgiving, because I think it's better when it's slightly undercooked. And of course, my 7 minutes is based on these particular salmon fillets I get. But it wouldn't really matter if they were a bit more cooked or a bit less cooked. And obviously, if you do it in advance and say you were to put it in the fridge overnight, they would firm up more. But my grandmother always cooked salmon, said any salmon, whatever, you know, the size, you bring it to a big bit of salmon, you bring it to the boil, let it simmer for 10 minutes and then turn it off and leave it there till it gets cold. But that doesn't work with these small pieces. Anyway, it works.
So just 7 minutes?
No, it was 7 minutes, but off. Right. You know, just in the water. Oh, God, I don't know how many health and safety people are going to tell me that's really dangerous, but that's what I do.
And it hasn't done you any harm?
Hasn't done me any harm, and I do cook it a lot. And I'm now going to hope that I've got a cast iron skillet here, so I'm going to toast some pumpkin seeds. Dry pan, because there's enough oil in the pumpkin seeds. And with any luck, they should start popping in a way that could almost have been designed for radio.
That's if the cooker is hot enough.
But if not, we'll just keep talking.
Fingers crossed that the
but
seeds
I can
will...
be, I can pop. Be arranging watercress and things like that in the meantime.
And I'm quite glad that you have brought one that you prepared already.
Well, I did get up early and poach some salmon, yes.
Yes, of course you did.
I didn't want to do it yesterday because I don't like it so much when it's been in the fridge overnight. I think in cooking often people give you things that are either too hot or too cold. And I like things more at... any minute now we're going to get some very exciting popping.
Good. Now we've got
a big bag
of watercress in the salad bowl.
Yes, I have
now,
done that.
I have to ask you about avocados, because looking at this book, you are clearly extremely fond of avocados. They're called a superfood. People say they're terribly fattening, you should be very careful. What's good and what's bad about them?
I like the taste of them. I've also, at times, I've had to use them as a face pack and hair conditioner if they've gone too brown. But I like the taste. I mean, the thing is, when I was growing up, they were considered absolutely, you shouldn't eat them, they're so fattening. And now they are the elixir of eternal life. So obviously neither is true. So I suppose it depends how many you want to eat. They keep me full up quite a lot. And I think because there's... And blandness is not a good word, but there is a desirable blandness to an avocado, and you can add other ingredients a lot. I mean, I like mine with chili and ginger. And the other day I made a bit of avocado toast and I mixed in sauerkraut. It was very, very successful, can I just tell you?
Those seeds are popping.
Those seeds are popping.
Bless the oven or the cooker. It has got...
And also the wonders of a bit of cast iron, which is always good.
Would you always do it in cast iron?
Well, only because I worry otherwise you just... what comes off pans that are treated when you have them that hot. Right, see, look, they do fly away too. So having spilt some pumpkin seeds earlier, now we're going to have toast ones.
Jumping all
over
the
studio. Those there.
Now, what about dressing for
Well, what I do when I dress is I don't make a dressing. I can start dressing now simply because we're going to have to, if we wait for this to get to a heat, the other pan, and we're going to have a bit of... Well, actually, you know what I could do? I could move it to...
Yes, put it onto the hotter one, the one that did the seeds.
Yes, although that was rather niftily preheated. Okay, and that's like a health and safety thing, having that thing there. So I put vinegar on like this. So sprinkle it over.
What kind of vinegar is it?
I've got a thing for that sort of raw sort of apple cider vinegar that's all cloudy. I like that. I'm not a huge vinegar fan. I mean, lemon would be fine too. Oh, now, okay, look. It is now, it bubbles, it bubbleth. So look, I have got, I'm going to have to move it back because it's going to be too hot. So I've got I brought in my thing, I'm turning them over. And then I'm just going to leave them here for 7 minutes. I'm going to put the timer on anyway because you can always have them later.
We can, absolutely.
So now I'm going to put my timer on.
That's lunch for more than just one.
Oh yeah, I'll get lots here, sorry.
So
don't mind me while I'm putting a timer on. I'm just, see, look, oh, very good at technical. Timer, start. So now I may as well just do this.
All right, so the vinegar's gone on. No
vinegar's
salt,
gone on,
no
salt.
Oil as
no,
yet.
No, no, no. I always do the vinegar first, then salt. I'm a great fan of salt.
And you're just sprinkling on
the sprinkling.
There. Not
yes.
Grinding them.
No, but those sea salt flakes are quite soft. And I'm using... cold-pressed rapeseed oil, which is the extra virgin olive oil of Britain.
And if you don't use rapeseed, or if you find it difficult
olive oil.
To find, just
you
use
shouldn't
a
find
really
it difficult
good...
Because you know how many rape fields there are in this country, but it's olive oil.
I do,
any
they always
oil
make
want.
Me sneeze whenever I drive past them. But...
Well, let's see, I'm really interested to know whether... I have water comedy avocado preparer in for you.
What's that?
I don't know, but I did it because I didn't know how you were getting...
Why is it a comedy avocado?
Well, I just feel it looks funny. It's a tool with a sort of toucan's beak and on one part and a...
Oh, and it's cut round it really neatly.
Yes, and now I'm going to go like this. I was going to wear my CSI gloves because I got a bit of allergy, but I forgot, sorry. I'll put them on in a minute.
Oh, and that brings it out in lovely little slices.
Well, it does. It would if I were a patient, but I'm just going like this.
Yeah,
look, I quite like a bit of a chunk.
You
see, the thing is, I also
get the pep out.
I'm going to squeeze it like that.
Ah.
Yes,
I
don't have mess. I'm not a technical person, Jenny. So you've got a bit of brown bit there, and it doesn't matter. One of the reasons I love this, I mean, I love the taste of it, is it's very beautiful, and I think the aesthetic... pleasure one gets from food is really an intrinsic part of the enjoyment.
All right, now
for
listen.
Me. Okay, I'm going to put the salmon in. Don't.
Oh, right.
Don't mush me.
Sorry, I'm not. Gosh, you're bossy.
I thought
I was the bossy one.
Okay, for this I am going to wear one. I don't want to wear the salmon. Look, I'm not putting my CSI gloves on.
Yep. CSI gloves.
Oh no, they don't do a good ping. So you can eat this. I mean, the thing about the Alaskan salmon, I always feel their water's so cold, the fish is pretty well frozen. It's not huge flavour, but it's got fantastic firm flesh. And this red colour, which is real, it's not because it's given red things to
eat. And you're literally just breaking it up in your CSI gloves.
I am, yes.
so that your fingers don't smell fishy.
Well,
good idea.
More so I don't give you all my cold.
Oh, right. Okay.
And also, you don't have a sink to me to wash my hands. So I'm just, you know.
So that's it. And on go the pumpkin seed.
I might add a bit. Do you want more avocado?
No, that's fine.
Now I'm going to make it look less pretty by just tossing the salad like this. The pumpkin seeds are making everything wilt a bit because they're a bit hot, but I don't think that matters.
That looks lovely.
I'm just going to see if I'm going to do. How can I eat this without it going all over my face? Doesn't matter.
Tastes good.
I'd like more salt.